It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Let this one breathe, Gigi. I can just, like, every time I hear this, I just see people disco dancing on roller skates. Uh-huh. I love this. This is awesome. Disco is a good call for Fiesta Friday. It's the Darren Copeland Experience. It's Friday. We're taking you till 10 o'clock.
So can I finish the story that I tried to start at the end of the last segment?
I mean, you can. There's no real
I just wanted to get to this.
No, so, you just want to read the one paragraph that you think is really funny.
It's hysterical. It's okay, you tell me if this is not perfect, okay?
Okay.
So Cody Latimer, after, you know, was, you know, trying to break up the fight, all right, said something to the bouncer. So all of a sudden, Cody Latimer decided to slap the bouncer.
Okay.
So the bouncer casually pulls out his pepper spray and sprays it all in Cody Latimer's face.
Okay.
Okay. Latimer's uncle then lunges at the bouncer and is knocked out.
Okay.
Unconscious. That bouncer just sat there and basically was like, slap, okay, you want to do that? Spray. And then you just see some guy diving somewhere else and knocking unconscious, and he's looking around going, really? You idiots.
I know you.
That's all you got?
He got knocked out. He lunged at him and got knocked out.
Okay.
When
you read that earlier, you were laughing hysterically, and I'm like,
oh my God, it's so good.
It's not funny. I mean, it's amusing in the fact that I think the funniest part of that whole thing is that Cody Latimer slapped another guy.
Yes.
Not that his uncle got knocked out, because that's not very good.
I just picture the bouncer who just gets slapped and just casually pulls out the pepper spray and then sprays a guy.
Okay.
And so then he's not even doing anything, and then the other guy lunges at you and you don't even make a move, and the other guy becomes knocked out too, and you're just kind of standing there like, well, that was easier than I thought it was going
to
be.
Well, they're bouncers. I mean, that's their job, is to beat people up.
Don't think he really had to beat anyone up.
He knocked someone unconscious. He knocked a guy unconscious. That's kind of beating someone up. Like, if you actually end up knocking a dude out, you have officially beaten them up.
Well, good news, though. Good news at the end. Latimer said he was involved in the scuffle, but he was simply trying to de-escalate the situation. He says he's moved on and is focused on preparing for training camp.
Good. Good, because that starts, like, real soon. Next week, in fact.
Monday.
Yep. Well, I mean, pitchers and catchers arrive on Monday. And by that, I mean like rookies.
People like Cody Latimer.
Well, I don't think Cody Latimer is going to be there Monday. This is
just a rookies?
Yeah.
Is this their, like, here's what you're going to expect, and we're going to give you one day to sort of learn it by yourself before you get thrown to the Wolves?
I don't think the vets show up until, like, Wednesday or Thursday. Wednesday. So Cody Latimer probably should show up on Monday because, frankly,
he needs it.
He's in real danger of not making the team this year.
Or what day is the barbecue?
Yeah, that's the important one.
It's the day after that. So I think that's Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
So
you got to go to the barbecue.
I'll be working.
Oh.
We'll be working too.
I thought they'd do the barbecue in the afternoon.
What time?
The year I went to it was like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Do we have invites?
I don't know.
I'm sure the station has invites.
I have a pass.
Do you have passes to the Broncos for training camp?
I suppose that if I wanted one, I could go.
Yeah.
I could get one.
Yeah.
And
the only reason to go is for the barbecue.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that I would use it, a training camp pass, or like a going, being able to. So, I feel like you need an extra pass if you want to go and watch practices and things.
Right. No, they have a special pass, and I think the station here, Mile High Sports, has those.
But I don't know how many people go down and watch. I think it's boring.
Well, myself. I think it's going to be interesting. I like watching practice because it really gives you an idea of how, especially early on in the season, before they hit their first game, because you get to kind of see it. You know, you've got a brand new coaching staff. You've got some new players. I think it gives you a real opportunity to see some of these players before, you know, before they hit the field in a real controlled environment, kind of get a sense of how Vance Joseph is going to run his practices.
That would be interesting.
You know, I find practices to be pretty interesting because I watched.
You were there when Vance Joseph was there.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Vaguely.
Did he seem like a leader type of guy?
Yeah, he's, oh yeah. Yeah, Vance Joseph, so both Hagan and Joseph, mostly Hagan from what I remember, but they, of course, you have to understand, the coaching staff at CU at the time, Barnett was, we didn't have a quarterback coach. We had an offensive coordinator and we had specialty coaches. But McCartney kind of let Hagan do his thing.
Except for throw left-handed passes.
Well, that was a mistake. He did it once, and then McCartney's like, don't do that again. They were like a lot of the other guys on the team. They liked the structure and direction that McCartney gave you, but they also liked the freedom that he gave the players to display leadership. And he let the player leaders really guide that team a lot. So I think what Vance Joseph is probably going to do is he's looking for his leaders. And right now you've got all kinds of leaders on the defensive side. You don't need to worry about that. He's probably looking for who's going to step up and be the leader on our offense because right now they don't have one. I think it has to be a quarterback. I think Joseph will run a very efficient training camp. He will not drive those players into the ground. Like, they'll be active, but he's not going to run them into the ground. And it's
well, you can't do that anymore.
Right, but it's going to be very focused. You know what I mean? It's going to be different from Kubiak that ran like a machine. This is going to be probably a little more, I'll bet you it's going to be a little more loose and free, a little more wild, but very organized. Not everything timed down to the last second like Kubiak had it. Because Kubiak came from that Shanahan school where it's like, boom, 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 boom.
Get your work done.
Yeah. I think he's going to let his players kind of figure some stuff out. And because he'll probably watch from afar and let his coaches do their thing, let the leaders on the team do their thing, and then lead them from an organizational standpoint, with a philosophy standpoint. So I actually find practices to be enjoyable. Plus, it'll be an opportunity to go watch the quarterbacks battle it out. I mean, we've got one of the few times in Denver that we actually have a quarterback battle.
I was listening to Bill Polian today
mm-hmm.
on one of those shows.
Sure.
And he said that he has actually talked with Chad Kelly.
Sure.
And he says that as a talent, as a football talent, mm-hmm. he's a first-round talent.
Sure.
He can make all the throws. He says he certainly won't sound like a – he certainly won't sound like a broadcaster, but, you know, he will break down, you know, a play for you as good as anyone. His football IQ is very good.
Good.
He said – how what he needs to learn is the other half about how are you going to be, I mean, you can't be pulling AK-47s at people in a bar, even in Mississippi.
He didn't kill anybody.
No, I understand.
I don't even think he shot anybody.
He didn't.
He just pulled a gun out.
Big one.
Well, listen, you're pulling a gun out. It really doesn't matter what size. You pull a gun out in a bar, I don't care if it's a 45 handgun or an AK-47. At that point, size doesn't matter. It's a gun. Both of them are going to kill you pretty dead. So whether he pulled out a 45 or an AK-47, maybe he did it because he knew it would give him a really cool nickname.
Machine Gun Kelly.
That's
awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome nickname. Machine Gun Kelly. And I honestly, he might be the best quarterback on the team right now.
Well, see, that's why.
But
that's
we won't know for a year.
Because he's hurt.
Yep. And, you know how I feel about Simeon. I do not believe he's the future. I don't know. Yes. That's Shotgun Kelly, apparently.
22 Kelly.
Just a BB gun Kelly. I don't
Nerf Kelly.
I don't know if Paxton Lynch is the future. You know, the other sports talk radio show in town, Station Town, is doing this whole Team Paxton, Team Simeon.
Yeah, no, Team Broncos. Team Broncos.
I know Simeon's not the future quarterback of the Broncos. I don't know if Paxton Lynch is. I kind of think Chad Kelly might be.
Team Broncos.
We hope our beloved Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship and once again bathe in the glory of your light. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos. Let's go.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.